DW. The sun is beating down on a parking lot in New York City, and a crowd of Bangladeshi immigrants and Bangladeshi Americans is calling for justice.
We want the justice! We want the justice!
Some 48 hours before this press conference, in the Queens neighborhood of Ozone Park, two Muslim men were walking home from their afternoon prayer. As they reached a street corner, a man approached them from behind and shot them both in the head with a handgun. Imam Maulama Akanji and his assistant, Tara Uddin, were rushed to the hospital, where they later died. A suspect, Oscar Morel, was arrested the following night and has been charged with the murders. But on Tuesday, a few blocks from the scene of the crime, the first words into the microphone came in the form of a chant. While the conference continued, local resident Mohammed Masoom remembered the imam as a good man.
He's the imam and he's a leader of the community. And the way him and his partner, together, they were shot, it's unbelievable. I mean, we're so sad about that.
Like so many of the men gathered here, Masoom is wearing a skull cap. As a bus driver, he's also wearing a Metropolitan Transportation Authority shirt. Before taking the subway to start his shift across town in Staten Island, he wants to pay his respects.
They're great people, you know what I mean? Every imam is a leader, and they work for peace, you know, they want peace. That's how it is. You know, all of us, you know, we're peace. I serve the community of New York City as a bus driver. You know, I every day I risk my life too, you know what I mean? But I'm a Muslim.
Away from the press cameras and the crowd, in a corner of the sweltering parking lot, Muhammad Tanim is prostrating in the direction of Mecca. He's just finishing the same noontime prayer that the victims had 2 days earlier. He says he kept the slain imam in his thoughts.
Absolutely, absolutely. We prayed so he could be in the highest place of Jannat, which is the heaven. And because, you know, he was an innocent person, you know, he was a leader of our community.
Like others here today, Tanim draws a link between the crime and the rhetoric used by Donald Trump as he campaigns for the presidency.
When I migrated here, honestly, like, there was no problem. Everyone's getting along. I went to high school here. I went to college here. Everyone's getting along. I have friends that are African-American. I have white friends. This is the most diverse city in the world, but he's creating too much hate for people. He came too far, and he shouldn't be here where he is right now.
Shahana Masoom agrees. She's a Bangladeshi native and community activist now living in Staten Island, and she's wearing a hijab and a pin that says, Million Voters Drive. It's a joint effort by Muslim community groups to get the vote out in November. She says the initiative is a result of Donald Trump's words.
When Donald Trump talked about the Muslims, so we get together all the leaders from all over the United States, and we had a resolution we need to have a million voter drive.
Donald Trump's campaign did not return requests for comment. The NYPD, meanwhile, hasn't called the killings a hate crime, but it isn't ruling out the possibility either. The suspect's brother, Alvin Morel, told local newspapers that Oscar Morel felt some anger toward Muslims after 9/11, but he described the sentiment as temporary. In any event, the shooting has caused anxiety in this neighborhood, an area with a booming Bangladeshi population. Residents are reminded that they live in a country where reported hate crimes against Muslims have been rising.
It's infuriating.
Afaf Nasher is the executive director of the New York chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations. From her office in Queens, she says there's no need to call this a hate crime yet, but she's glad the NYPD is looking into it, and she highlights a few facts.
There's no questioning certain evidence, and that is that the men were just coming out of the mosque, that they were dressed in Islamic attire, and that this was in a neighborhood that had a heavy presence of Bangladeshi immigrants.
Nasher, too, thinks Donald Trump's rhetoric could be encouraging people to target Muslims.
When you have a politician who's trying to become the leader of free nations, right, the beacon of democracy, the beacon of what America is supposed to stand for, this idea of freedom, especially freedom of religion, which is what brought the first Americans to the United States to begin with. And then to have him say what he says, it's very difficult for you to ignore his rhetoric and to say that, you know, they don't have any influence over people who are already bigoted and already have some hatred in their hearts. It legitimizes that hatred in a sense.
In the hall leading into the office hang a few flyers for the Million Voters Drive. Nasher admits that this election cycle is especially important.
There has been a stronger push within the Muslim American community to wake up to that right and exercise their right.
And she also says that at the press conference on Monday, one of the speakers reminded listeners to go out and vote.
There was still an announcement by the person who was talking at the mic and a reminder to people to go register to vote, even at that very emotional moment in which people were getting ready to pray for the victims.
On Tuesday night, men and teenage boys are gathered outside the mosque at which Imam Maulana Akanji used to preach. Against the steps leading to an upstairs prayer space, there rests a sketch of the suspect. With the man in custody, the image is no longer useful, posted on the neighborhood's trees and lampposts. One of the boys, Radin Udin, says the shooting on Saturday has become the big topic at home.
I think I speak for everybody else here when I say definitely our parents are scared for us, you know. They feel worried, especially because prayers, they do happen at nighttime too, and they don't even want us to attend that, but you know, this is a religious thing.
His friend Tansid Hossein has just stepped out of the mosque after prayer. He's 19 and he's wearing a backwards hat. When I sent a message to the mosque's Facebook page about paying them a visit, he's the one who wrote back.
It's such a tragedy that these two innocent men, especially the imam over here, he had such a nice voice. You know, you could have concentrated in the prayer in such a good way every time he used to, you know, recite and like lead us in prayer.
He explains how much Akanji meant to the community in the present tense.
Especially for the Bengali crowd, he's such a help. He resolves a lot of problems for the community, you know. He's always helping out. You know, he's a spiritual leader, and he's our leader, you know, of the community. You know, if we have any problems, anybody has any type of, you know, any type of problem, they come to him for advice and counseling.
Hossein was born in Bangladesh, and he's an American citizen. I forgot to ask him if, after what happened, he and his friends are any more likely to vote in November. So after getting home, I send him a text message. His answer is yes. And in another message about Donald Trump, he writes that someone like him, we believe, is not fit to be a world political leader. For DW, I'm Pierre Bien-Aimé in New York City.
This report was brought to you by DW.